Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
I'm Holly.
And I'm Chris.
A long time ago, we became obsessed with a blurry VHS recording of Broadway's most infamous flop.
So this year, with a lot of spare time on our hands, we decided to dive deep into the history and the mysteries of Carrie, the musical.
I think that Carrie just became this kind of the lead car in the train of people who maybe take, you know, perverse pleasure in seeing something this bad.
The lights went out and there was a mixture of boos and cheers, and it was just like, what the fuck is going on? You know, is this, do they like us? Do they hate us? What is it? We'll meet the cast. Hello, my name's Lindsay Hatley.
It's Sally Ann Triplett.
Charlotte Amboise.
The creators.
Hi, my name is Dean Pitchford.
And the audience.
It all stops cold and he looks down and goes, shit, look at all them pigs.
And we'll be investigating how it all went horribly, messily wrong.
What we had was a show that was created by two different people in two different spaces and then brought together and welded down the middle.
You know, once we got in the theater, I think to myself, what the fuck is going on here? Like, this did not, it didn't feel like there's something is terribly wrong.
We never did the same show twice.
It was torn in so many directions. No wonder I ate a lot of ice cream.
You're awful. This show is awful. We're going down.
I'm not saying we mutinied, but we got Debbie along in our lunch hour and said, Debbie, you've got to help us.
I had to come with a bucket and like hit it over her head. And so you see this like red glow, like a blob, a little blob, kind of go, you know, and then she would have to kind of put it on her. Anyway, it was so bad, and I remember being so embarrassed by it. And then I remember we came to New York, and they were like, we're cutting the blood. We're just going to put red light on her.
There was so much about it with the talent that was on the stage and some of the musical writing that, you know, the potential of it, which is why it won't go away, was phenomenal.
Everybody has to be called and told, get out of your apartment, pack your bags, go back to England. Go. It was devastating.
And meeting the small army of fans determined to bring Carrie back from the dead.
I bought a blank videotape with me. And I decided if I got the opportunity, I was going to leave with the Carrie tape and leave them with the blank tape. And I did.
I think that it was like a person who was like not interested in trading. They were like, I will sell you this Carrie audio for, you know, what, it was probably $100. It was like, I remember this, it was like expensive.
One thing's for sure, Carrie is the musical that just doesn't die.
I have absolutely no regrets of being part of Carrie, and in fact, now I'm very proud of it. Out for Blood.
Listen now at bpn.fm/Out for Blood or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.